producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Woo-hoo. This is one of my favorite days ever. The day before Halloween. It's actually Nevada's 151st birthday, and I live in Nevada. All right, Dr. Dahlia Studios, you know, like Universal Studios. I don't know if you guys have seen all the gates and all the buildings and the high-rises and all that. Yeah, that's Dr. Dahlia Studios in Vegas. I know a lot of you guys call it the Las Vegas Strip. Some of you call it Caesar's Palace. But no, don't confuse that. The Dr. Dahlia Studios are somewhere among that gorgeous glitz and glitter. And there's me! So I live in Nevada, so happy 151st birthday to our Nevadans. And for those of you guys that live in other states, I guess happy birthday to your states, too. All right, we got a lot to talk about. And while I'm saying a lot, I'm waiting for my computer to load. Did you guys notice how I did that? You see what I did? Yeah, it's called distraction in radio, right? You kind of distract you guys while you're sitting there fooling around and mucking around with the computer that's not working. We got some serious stuff, though. We got a bubonic plague that we've been watching now of a teenage girl that we believe received it from a flea bite in Oregon. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about facelifts. And apparently there's a study saying facelifts really don't do much to boost your self-esteem. I could get that because, you know, I have a lot of things on my plastic surgery bucket list. And I'm going to probably eventually need a facelift. I mean, I know I'm going to be drooping and, you know, needing some nip tuck. But I'm not worried about my face as much as I'm worried about my butt and my, you know, and everything else. So I could totally see why that wouldn't really help, you know, self-image. But still, we are going to talk about some Halloween treats, and there are Halloween treats for kids with special needs. Many of you guys are going to be seeing the blue pumpkin, and you're going to be wondering what is the, you know, hypoxic-looking cyanotic pumpkin doing on people's lawns. We'll tell you what that means. Many of you guys are trying to lose weight, and a lot of you guys have been doing low-fat diets. And I remember in the 90s, that was a real big thing. We're going to do low-fat. Low-fat. And it didn't seem to work. We have another study talking about why it doesn't work. Now, even though we're getting all excited for Halloween season, we're just all excited, everyone's running around and they get the costumes on. As a doctor, I have to be prepared because this is the start of flu season. Okay? And this is where I remind everybody, get your flu shots, get your flu shots, get your flu shots. Well, we got some news with flu shots. Apparently, for those of you guys taking cholesterol medication, the statins, they say if you guys take statins, the flu shot may not work as well on you as it does on other people. We'll talk about that. Then, unfortunately, we have a sad case here where a little girl has been paralyzed and her vision is impaired, and the family in Florida thinks it was because of the flu shot. Oh, nope, not Florida. Looks like Texas. Sorry. Damn computer. Oh, yeah. See, did you see how I did that? Did you see how I blamed the computer for my reporting error? How do you guys know it was a computer or it was my fault? Okay, you guys have no idea, right? Right? Blame the computer. That's what we do. Unfortunately, her parents are saying she was healthy. And then all of a sudden she was paralyzed and was losing her vision. They think it was due to the flu shot. We need to talk about that. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DA. L-I. All right. Well, let's just, you know, look, okay. You know, there's no way we're going to not. I know we got to talk about daylight savings time. And daylight savings again next hour. Yee-haw. I don't even plant or farm. And I celebrate that extra hour so good. I'm so excited. But anyway, we'll talk about that in a second. First, some of you guys live in a real good city for Halloween. Some of you guys don't. Apparently, Wallet Hub has made a list of the best places to be for Saturday night's festivities. They say, according to the National Retail Foundation, 157 million Americans are going to be celebrating Halloween, and they will spend nearly 7 billion buckaroos doing it. But not every Halloween celebration is equal. All right, so what they did on Wallet Hub is they compiled a list of 2015's best and worst Halloween cities in case you have time to catch a flight. The site used 16 metrics ranging from the number of costume stores per capita to the average cost of a Halloween party ticket to the best and worst weather forecast for Halloween. Yeah, I mean, if you got 5 feet of snow, it's really hard to trick-or-treat. Okay, so here are the top 30. There's, I guess, an entire list of 100, but let's just try to hit the top 30. Number one was New York City. Trick-or-treating in New York, who would know? You know, whenever we, you know, watch TVs and movies, you see people run around from house to house and zigzag across the street, which, by the way, is very dangerous. But I guess New York City, the top place to trick-or-treat. That's pretty cool. Next is Jersey City, New Jersey. Next is Newark, New Jersey. Wait, what's going on? How come back east is getting all the credits? Oh, Gilbert, Arizona. All right, yay, we got something from the southwest. Then Laredo, Texas, Irving, Texas, Santa Ana, California, Garland, Texas, Chandler, Arizona, Plano, Texas, Bakersfield, California, Boston, Massachusetts. Oh, I'm sure the Bostonites really know how to party on Halloween. Irvine, California, Dallas, Texas. Dallas, Texas, I would think it would be hard because everybody's wearing cowboy hats in Dallas. So you got all these kids in cowboy hats and you can't see anything around the hats. So I'm really surprised Dallas did that well, but I love Dallas, so good for them. St. Paul, Orlando, El Paso, and then Las Vegas, number 18. See, Las Vegas, Arlington, Texas, Chula Vista, California, Anaheim, California, Fremont, Long Beach, Lincoln, Nebraska, Phoenix, Arizona, Mesa, Arizona, San Jose, California, San Bernardino, California, Fort Worth, California, and Los Angeles was down to number 30. I love it when we beat out L.A. I was from L.A., you know, and so, you know, when you leave L.A., you know, you're kind of jealous that you don't live there anymore. So, you know, I like to, you know that at least my, you know, city where I live is Vegas doing better than L.A. Okay, so what does that mean for you guys? I don't know. Go fly out to New York City to trick-or-treat? I don't know. I'd be afraid to go into some neighborhood that I don't live in New York City and have somebody slam the door in my face going, well, get out of here. Get out of here. Like, but I trick-or-treating. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odor, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Way has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Way is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
I'm off key. I know I'm off key. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it on this very spooky Halloween episode of the Dr. Dahlia Show. Am I scary? Do I sound scary? I you know what? I've never been scary. I've never been able to scare anybody. I mean, everybody thinks my husband's scared of me. He's not. You know, every time I try to scare somebody, I'm giggling before I do it. You know, I was always the kid who, you know, in the haunted house, I was like, boo! You know, and they're like, come on, man, we can hear you giggle the whole time. So I'm not very, very scary. So usually what I like to do when we do Halloween is be funny. Okay? So I don't try to be scary. I've never been. I use Halloween as another comedic outlet. Okay? Because I like comedy. So one of my best Halloween costumes I told you guys about many years ago from medical school, we had to dress up. And I mean, I'm poor. I mean, I'm not you know, I can't go and, you know, get something fancy or buy a bunch of makeup. My, one of the, my co-students, Tony, Dr. Gamina, who practices in Las Vegas, he was pseudostratified columnar epithelium. He made this big, huge wall, colored all these blocks. I know, we were dorks in medical school. We were dorks. He had all these layers. He ran around pseudostratified columnar epithelium. I'm like, oh, I gotta beat that. And I didn't know a lot of medicine in medical school. So I couldn't be a cytokine or a macrophage or ATP. I couldn't do that, okay? So what I did is I did Inside Out. I told you guys this. One of my favorite costumes. I was Inside Out. So basically I wore regular clothes, and then I wore my panties and a bra, and then on the outside, and then I had Kleenex on the bra and a maxi pad on the panties. And I was Inside Out. Now, I mean, I didn't realize that, you know, my professors were going to be there. And, you know, Dahlia, really, I'm Inside Out. Somebody from my, my college days was windblown, you know, had his hair completely messed up. His arms were out to the side and his shirts were with wire pull. You know, I mean, there's things you could do that's pretty cheap. Because I know a lot of you guys are like, man, Halloween is on a Saturday night. I hate the fact that I have to wear a costume. Listen, you don't have to be in an elaborate costume. You could do something really, really fun. Okay, so I definitely suggest Inside Out. I'm seeing pictures here online. Somebody is, Eisenberg from, Breaking Bad. They have him in some tidy whities. They have a fake mustache and beard. He's bald with some glasses. And I guess his shirt is tucked in to his white tidy whities. I mean, look how easy. A lot of you guys have tidy whities. I mean, I suggest you clean them and bleach them first. I'm looking at one costume. It's called the Chipotle Burrito. Let me see how they're doing it. They say, oh, they're just completely wrapped up in foil. I guess Chipotle sells their burritos in foil. So you have a couple guys standing there wrapped up in foil. That's fine. You could be let me see, 50 Shades of Grey, my program director at KDWN, he went to, my guess is he went to a Home Depot or Lowe's, and I don't want to get him in trouble, you know, but, you know, I think he took a bunch of those, grey samples, and he put about 50 Shades of Grey. It's brilliant. John Schaefer, brilliant. So he was 50 Shades of Grey 1 year. I'm looking at somebody, they have, 404 error costume not found. So she has a shirt that says error 404, I guess, like, you know, what we get with computers all the time. Costume not found. Okay? I mean, that's cheap. Okay, so I found a site for those of you guys that don't know what the hell to do for Halloween. It's called Halloween.com. Halloween costume quick ideas. Okay, some of you guys are going to think this is cheesy, but listen, it's going to be worse. You walking into a party without a costume. Okay? One is carry a quarter and a hammer. What are you? A quarter pounder. Dang, you got a quarter and a hammer. Hey, I didn't make this up. It's Halloween.com. Dress in pink and carry a feather. What are you? Tickled pink. See? This is easy. I got more. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm giving you guys some quick last-minute Halloween ideas. Dress all in black. Tie a shot glass around your neck. What are you? A shot in the dark. This is from Halloween.com. I don't get any credit. These are good. They say, wear all black and put a postage stamp on your chest. What are you? Blackmail. Wrap yourself in wrapping paper with a tag from God and to women. So, what are you? Your God's gift to women. Attach sugar cubes all over yourself. What are you? Sugar daddy. Or sugar mama. Tie an old CD around. This is really smart. Halloween.com. Tie an old CD around your neck and carry a lighter. What are you? A CD burner. Oh, come on. Adam, if you guys have better Halloween ideas, call in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, hold on. I'm not done yet. Draw the letter C 7 times on your face and arms. What is it? The 7 C's. Oh, come on! Get a small weight, a dumbbell, and stare at it intently. What are you? You're watching your weight. Draw the letter P around your child's eyes. I've seen this one. What are you? Black-eyed peas. They say quarter. Maybe you have a big quarter taped to your back. What are you? A quarterback. Come on. How lazy can you be for Halloween? But that's brilliant, guys. Just go, just walk into the party, put a quarter on your back, and that's brilliant. Come on. All right. Put a pot on your head. What are you, a pothead? Box with two circular or semicircular holes on your head with the label free mammogram. No, no, no. That's ridiculous. Let me see. Wrap yourself in all aluminum foil. What are you, a baked potato? Or, according to the other site, Chipotle burrito. I guess make a large, colorful name tag. Say things like, I'd like to buy a vowel. And what is your costume? You're a game show contestant. That's right. You get like a Price is Right type tag on your shirt. That's it. You're a game show contestant. This is some easy stuff, guys. Got an old black leather jacket, hair gel, jeans. You could be a 50s guy. Let me see what else you got. You know what? You could be chicken pox. I was thinking about being herpes. I mean, that's got to be really easy to do. Or a, I don't know, how would you be like a STD? It's got to be easy to come up with that. I'll figure that out. I should do that. I should have really worked on that. Maybe tonight I'll come up with ideas before tomorrow's show on some medical type stuff. All right, so let me see. Put a piece of styrofoam beneath an old T-shirt. Stab a fork through it. So now you look like you're walking around with a fork. What is your costume? You are done. Affix one couch cushion to the front of you and one... Oh, this is great, guys. This is great. You put a couch cushion to the front of you, a couch cushion to the back. What are you? The lost TV remote. We're all white. Attach a yellow circle to your stomach. You're an egg. If you wear some deviled horns and a pitchfork, you're a deviled egg. If you have horns and the pitchfork, you are a horny little devil. This is stupid. Okay, this one I like. Get an old box, cut a hole for your head, attach a book, tissue box, and a lamp. What are you? A one-night stand. Put a pillow in, oh, that's stupid. Put a pillow in your belly and you're pregnant. That's dumb. Let me see. Okay, paint a shoebox black. Attach it to your back. What are you? A refrigerator magnet. All right, let me see here. Dress nicely with a fake noose around your neck. What are you? You're well hung. You wear a bridal gown, but you wear sneakers. What are you? A runaway bride. Paint one of your fingers gold. Gold finger. All right, that's easy. Put crosses all over the clothes you are wearing. You're a cross dresser. Dress normally, but pin a bunch of socks and dryer sheets and hand towels to your shirt and your static cling. I'm not done. Catcher's glove. A loaf of rye bread. Attach the bread to you. Wear the glove. Catcher in the rye. Oh, my gosh. Come on. Okay, hold on a second. This looks good. Wear a T-shirt with a large question mark. Tape popcorn to it. Guess what that is? Question mark with popcorn. A pop quiz. Wear an extra large bra. I told you guys about this one last year. Have a bra with all sorts of spices in the bra. And what are you? A spice rack. Yeah. All right, guys. Have fun with those. But please be safe. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You talk too much. I say you never shut up. That's really the lyrics to the song, but for some reason they don't play the you never shut up part. I wish they did because it's a fun song. Thank you all for joining us. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI, and I never shut up. I go on and on and on and on. And one of the reasons why I am going on and on and on and on is because we do things right. Finally, doctors in the news are being told we do something right. Ooh-wee! And guess what? All right, I didn't get to talk to you guys about the story earlier in the week, but death rates from major illnesses are falling in the United States. Heart disease down, cancer down, stroke down, diabetes down, and injuries down. Doing the dance, and I'm doing the dance. Doing the dance, and I'm doing the dance, shaking the booty. That means you guys are listening. You guys, and I understand there's probably a couple other doctors in this country that you're listening to, but you guys are listening to us. We doctors aren't the bad guy anymore. Ooh, yeah. American Cancer Society research analyzed age-standardized rates of death for 6 leading diseases and conditions over nearly 5 decades and found significant progress overall. You damn right you did. However, deaths from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, which happens with smoking, has increased dramatically during the time period studied from 1969 to 2013. Okay, well, now they're just going to the bad stuff. Okay, but let's before we move on to COPD, let's just stop for a second. Heart disease down. Cancer down. Stroke down. Now, why is that? Pharmaceuticals. Yeah, I think pharmaceuticals. I think we have, hey, guys, listen. I know a lot of you guys don't like the pharmaceuticals. I know you don't, but I mean, okay, what else has changed from 1969 to 2013 in the study? Well, people are smoking less. They're talking about how COPD is up. Yeah, people are smoking less, but that doesn't get all the credit. More radio doctors. That's an answer. I'll take that answer. More radio doctors. That's an answer. That's a good answer. But we do have newer medicines. We got to say that, guys. Okay? I mean, in the olden days, they knew not to eat. They knew what food made them fat. I mean, everybody thinks people didn't know anything prior to when you were born. They did. They knew about cancer. They knew about infectious disease, and I mean, they knew about that. You know, we talked about Civil War medicine and talked about unsterile conditions and how they, you know, they wanted hospitals to be more, clean the Civil War fueled a huge medicinal revolution. Okay. But I mean, they knew about pathogens, and they knew that things made you sick. I mean, you had the bubonic plague, you know, years and years and years ago. I mean, you know, just because antibiotics didn't come out, okay, you know, till the 20th century, or we didn't have, radiological scans and the number of medical schools, they still knew about that stuff. So, really, let's look at this. What is different from 1969 to 2013? Yeah, Reagan was president, but no, not political. Not political. Okay, because again, remember, we got Obamacare at the end of all that. So, that, you know, I you have to, guys, and again, I'm not trying to give a plug to pharmaceutical companies. I don't want to sit here and do that, but we got to call it like it is. Okay? You know, some of the credit goes to the medications. Now, let's give you guys credit. Okay? In the olden days, you didn't go to a doctor until you needed to. Now, many of you guys are like, I want a checkup. Well, that's pretty damn cool of you. You are now being preventative. So you guys get a lot of credit. Okay? I want to make sure that I don't have what my dad had. So go and check me out. Love it. Okay? You guys are doing that. Many of you guys are wanting to have sex. And you want to please your wife. Thank you. I enjoy being pleased. Thank you. Thank you. It's very unselfish of you. Appreciate it. So you go to the doctor for Viagra. The doctor's like, before I give you Viagra, let me check your heart. Find something going on with the heart. They could hopefully intervene. Heart's good. Here's your Viagra. So I think this is a group effort, and we all should take a minute to pat each other on the back. I'm really, really proud of us. Very, very proud of us. All right? You know, you guys are fighting it now. I hated the fact that years ago people would say, you know what, don't run my HIV test because I don't want to know I'm going to die. And you're like, no, I have to because I have to make sure you're not a threat. Now you're not going to die if you have HIV. Okay? I mean, you know, we have a lot of medicines and treatments out there. It's not a death sentence anymore. Many cancers are not a death sentence anymore. We're teaching you that if we could fight cancer early, we could do something about it. And we are a bunch of fighters. The American Cancer Society sees that. I see that. You see that. keep the fight going. There's a really powerful commercial that I see floating around where you have a kid and, you know, you have, you know, kids and grown-ups and stuff, you know, talking about how they fought it and they beat it. Amen. Amen to that. So keep it up. But guys, can you just lay off ripping into the pharmaceutical companies as much as the media does? Because, I mean, again, we still need the medication. Okay, if the government's not going to be coming up with new and cool treatments, we need the pharmaceutical companies. Okay, that's all I have to say. And again, I trust me, I'd like to make the money they're making, and I can't stand the fact that one of those companies was price gouging with that $700 a pill thing. That was ridiculous, and it made me furious, furious. But for the most part, I have got to credit Pfizer and AstraZeneca and Merck and Sanofi and a variety of them out there that have, you know, come up with drugs that I've been able to treat my patients with. You know, I can't sit here and say I've saved lives and do the dance and say it was all me. Okay, I wrote a prescription down for a lot of these people that haven't had a heart attack. Okay, I wrote a referral for there to be an exam done. The insurance company gets credit. The specialist gets credit, right? The wife that I turned to and said, will you get him in with the police? Then the wife yelled at the husband to get him to go. She gets credit, and you get credit. Okay, so now why are death rates up with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease? Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, the smoking decreases the elasticity of the lungs, and so you get a lot of air trapping. You can't get the air out. And COPD deaths, okay, started to decrease, they found, among men since, but they're increasing among women. They say we continue to make progress on reducing death rates from 5 of the 6 major causes of death, according to lead researcher Dr. Ahmadine Jamal, the Society's Vice President for the Surveillance of Health Programs and Research. He credited the overall progress of the decline in smoking, early diagnosis, better treatment of disease, cancer and stroke, and radio shows like Dr. Dahlia. Well, I mean, it doesn't say that, but it's implied. But better diagnosis and treatment, they say, can only go so far. So this is my guess. My guess is the people that have been smoking and are now, you know, a lot of the baby boomers. And then, mind you, look, they, they served our country in the wars. As far as I'm concerned, the baby boomers can do whatever the hell they want, okay? I mean, well, even though, wait a second, the baby boomers didn't serve in World War II. They were after World War II, but still, many of them served Korea, Vietnam, things like that. But, well, maybe not Korea. They might have been too young. You know what? Still, they're baby boomers. Let them do whatever they want. But our older generation who made baby boomers, I still have some of them as patients who are smokers. And they're like, young lady, I'm like, yes, sir, sorry, sir. I just had to make a suggestion to quit smoking, sir, but that's okay, sir. Do whatever you want. Sir, thank you for protecting our country as you did. Thank you, sir. So I'm still intimidated. You know, anybody who was in the military, as far as I'm concerned, they can do whatever the hell they want in my office. I mean, you tell me what you want, okay? And I'll be like, yes, sir. Matt, you didn't serve in the military. All right, I'm the boss. I am the boss. So many of you guys that have smoked and you're older now, I can't get you to quit. You can't quit. You're addicted to it. I get that. And now your lungs are weak, or you quit, but the damage has already been done to the lungs. And it's frustrating. And it's not an easy thing to treat. So COPD is still tough. All right. And you know, yeah, we have medications out there, but we don't know how to elasticize, if that's a word I could use, your lungs. So we still got some more work to do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DAI.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you guys take statin medications to lower your cholesterol, help prevent heart disease and stroke, and I am such a huge fan of the statin medications, but this is a very interesting adverse effect they talk about. They think that it could affect how the flu shot will work in older adults, and these are two different studies. They say further research is needed to confirm the findings, but it may have implications for the care of millions of people. More than 40% of Americans over the age of 65 take statins. Now, these studies were published in the Journal of Infectious Disease, and it found that people taking the cholesterol-lowering drugs had a significantly reduced immune response to flu vaccine compared to those not taking the statins, and it could affect future flu shot recommendations for people on these medications if they're elderly. In the first study, researchers looked at data on the immune responses from an earlier flu vaccine clinical trial that took place during 2009 to 2010 and the 2010 to 2011 flu seasons. They looked at the potential effect on statin use on patients' initial immune responses after getting the flu shot. The analysis included nearly 7,000 adults over the age 65 in four countries. Both this new study and the original trial were funded by Novartis, a pharmaceutical company based in Switzerland. It makes a flu vaccine for seniors, and it has, an adjuvant that's supposed to amplify its effect. It is licensed in Europe, but not yet in the United States. After measuring the level of antibodies to the flu vaccine strain in the patient's blood 3 weeks after getting the shot, researchers found that the statin users had a much less immune response to the vaccine compared to those not taking the drug. The effect was stronger in people taking synthetic statins as opposed to naturally derived varieties of the drugs. So I'm wondering if they're talking about red rice yeast. Apparently, they say statins then interfere with the response to influenza vaccine and lower the immune response, according to Dr. Stephen Black of Cincinnati's Children's Hospital Medical Center. In another new study, researchers from Emory University looked at the possible impact of statin use on the effectiveness of the flu vaccine in preventing serious respiratory illnesses. They looked at 140,000 people spanning nine flu seasons from 2002 to 2011, including information about flu vaccine, statin prescriptions, and cases of acute respiratory illness. After the investigators adjusted for other factors, the results showed that vaccine effectiveness for preventing serious respiratory illness, again, lower in people taking statins than those who weren't. So, what does that mean? Well, this is just two studies, and we need to do a hell of a lot more. But this is very, very frustrating. Okay, right now, they suggest a high-dose flu vaccine for adults 65 and older. The CDC right now has not expressed a preference for which vaccine seniors get. They do recommend the CDC that everyone over 6 months of age or older get a flu shot every year. Older adults are at higher risk for serious illness, complications of the flu, including death. So we want older individuals getting the flu shot, hands down. But we also want older individuals to be taking statins. So somebody would say, well, then why don't we do this? If they can't figure it out, just have somebody off the statin medication for the month or two each year while we're waiting for the flu shot to take effect. I don't know if it's that easy. Okay? Because again, you need consistent lowering of your cholesterol and consistent sealing of the plaque and, it not breaking off and causing an issue. Okay? Cholesterol medicine is not supposed to be taken willy-nilly. So I don't think that would work. And here they go. Here's an option. If the statin effect were proven, statin users stopped taking the drug around the time of vaccination. I don't know if I like that. See, even they mentioned it. All right. So, I don't know what to tell you guys, but that stinks. Now, here's the thing. Okay. What will make all this go away and we'll all be able to move on with our day is if they found that the immune response that seniors made is good enough. Okay? I mean, all they did scientifically was take a look at the immune status. Okay? Did it build up enough of an immune response? But did they actually count how many people got the flu that were given the flu shot that had statin? I mean, that would be an easy test to do. Okay, who all was taking statin medications and got the flu shot? I, me. Okay, all the me's, come here. Now, of you, okay, who got the flu anyway? When you got the flu shot. Me. I didn't. Good. Separate them. Okay? Who was taking the statins? Who wasn't? See what I mean? I mean, it's very easy this would be easy to do. So I would suggest somebody do a study like that. But if, you know, you don't stop anything. I mean, definitely talk to your doctor first. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, I heard about this story today, and I found it pretty shocking. There is a Galveston County family that is convinced that their daughter suffered a rare reaction to the flu shot and now want answers. Brianna Brownie, 9 years old, has been in the hospital since October 17th. Her parents say one day she was healthy, and the next she was paralyzed and losing her vision. The fourth grader, who they say loves to run, jump, and play in the sand, got a flu shot at her school on Bolivar Peninsula October 15th. Then her health went downhill. 8 hours later, she was profusely vomiting, and again Friday morning. Saturday, she was paralyzed from the waist down, blind, and seemed like she had a seizure. Brianna is currently at Texas Children's Hospital in the medical center. Her parents say doctors don't know yet what happened or why the parents are convinced it has something to do with the flu shot. We know in our hearts this was the flu vaccine that made her ill. She was perfectly healthy, no symptoms, no sickness. The Center for Disease Control recommends people over the age of 6 months get the flu shot. We talked about that. If you have an egg allergy or if you've had a previous reaction or not, then don't get it. There are a lot of myths that are out there. According to Dr. Shaw, the executive director of Harris County Public Health, they say flu shots are extremely safe, but there can be reactions. Any stresses there are mostly mild. Okay, so this is causing a lot of people to question. Now they're like, okay, now wait a second. What if this wasn't the flu shot? You're right. Maybe she came down with something else. Okay, I mean, again, I mean, it, you know, it's very, very hard to prove. Okay, I mean, you know, something like this, you know, could it be polio? Could it be, but how common is something like that? You got a healthy child that in 2 days is in the hospital. Of course everybody's going to look at the flu shot. And I don't think anything is 100% safe. Okay? I mean, we've heard of very, very rare instances where people do not do well after getting a vaccine. The problem is it's rare. And this is why the controversy is going to go on and on and on. All right? I worry too. I mean, I make sure my kids get their vaccines. My kids get their flu shots every year. I recommend it to my patients. But do I feel they are 100% safe? Nothing is 100% safe. And that's very frustrating for me as a doctor. Okay? Because anything could cause a reaction. You know, we talk about that kid that a few years ago took Motrin over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend because she had a fever, and mom called the doctor. Doctor said to take some children's Motrin, and the kid went through a big, huge Stevens-Johnson syndrome. Skin started to peel. She has scars. And that was just children's Motrin. How many of us have taken that? So we need to realize that everything can have risks. The problem is what do you do as a parent? Many of you guys live in California now with the new law, you know, saying you got to get the vaccine or you can't, you know, take your kid to, you know, public school, you know, without a very, very good reason. I could understand why you're scared. You know, a story like this could scare you. But again, we have to still be honest. Do we know that it really was a flu shot reaction? Now, if it was a flu shot reaction, how would this have you? I don't know. I mean, maybe she got an encephalitis, some sort of infection that affected the brain. And so it obviously affected her motor and then, you know, affected her vision. You know, I don't know what the answer is. But it's a shame. 1-877, Doc Dolly, don't go away.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.